The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome back to our silsila, Huquq, Right in Islam. Inshallah, in today's episode, we begin concentrating on the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the rights of the Anbiya alayhi wasallam. Before we commence, let us inshallah azza wa jal hear about the significance and the virtues of reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar, Qadiri Razawi, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, in his famous kitab, The Virtues of Sending Durood Sharif, Ussalatu Salam upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he quotes a hadith in which it is stated that Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has said, that a person out of love and devotion for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sends just a single Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What is the reward? What is the virtue? Subhanallah. The virtue and the reward is that Allah azza wa jal blesses him insha'Allah 10 times thereof. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is also very important, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he also encourages us that whenever we begin a dars, whenever you commenting important process of teaching and learning knowledge, it is equally important that a person and encourages people to have correct intentions. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he stated that niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that the niyat of a believer is even better than his own action. Sometimes we perform certain particular deeds or we perform certain deeds and we look at it and sometimes we imagine or sometimes it occurs in our mind that perhaps this action of mine is small in nature, or it appears that action literally from outside it is a small deed. But if the niyat is right, if the intention is correct, then in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that action is a great reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And sometimes it appears that a person performs a particular act, and this deed externally, outwardly, to the onlookers, it looks like a great noble act, and is such a great act indeed. But if the niyat is not right, if the intention is not correct, then this particular action, no matter how noble it might look externally and outwardly, in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, there is no reward for this particular act. So let us make good intentions that insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, as we listen, we should listen attentively insha'Allah to this silsila, to this episode. We make firm niyat that we'll pass on to others what we have learned, and that as well that insha'Allah we aim to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. When we hear the great name, the glorious name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be mentioned, let us with great love and devotion and affection send durood sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As we have stated, and our focus and the aim of this silsila is covering the huquq, the rights in Islam. Without fulfilling the rights of Allah, we will not be able, although we might try, although we might take certain steps, we might make an effort to fulfill each other's rights, but without fulfilling the right of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we will never find peace and harmony in whatever rights that we'll aim to fulfill, because we haven't fulfilled the first right, which is the right of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So today our focus is containing the love that we owe to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rather, it is with regard to the rights that we owe to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is very, very important. As we know in Kalima Tayyiba, we begin by saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That you begin by negating any deity, any being or anything that can be taken for worship, that I don't accept this. Then you confirm that I believe in one Allah Azza wa Jal, in the wahdaniyat, the absolute oneness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. But that will not be regarded as sufficient until you confirm to the nubuwat and the risalat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Azza wa Jal has privileged us. He has honored us that He has made us the ummah of His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we are reading this kalima, and in some narration it is said that if this kalima had to be weighed, you take the entire universe, you take the in everything that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created in this world and in this universe, you put it on one scale of the pen, and you take the kalima tayyiba on the other scale of the pen, you will find that the kalima tayyiba will be heavier, and it will outweigh everything that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created. Such is the honor that Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by giving him this kalima, kalima tayyiba, which is the key to our iman. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and we have not sent you but as mercy of all the worlds. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's ihsan, his favor upon us, is so great. Allah Azza wa Jalla, what did he send? Why did he send Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As mercy to the entire world. Now, disregard his kindness, his compassion, mercy and benevolence upon each one of us, such that it cannot be repaid even in many different lifetimes. You cannot repay back this favor that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us. When you look at the kindness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you look at the compassion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mercy upon his ummah, and one cannot even count how many favors Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showered upon us. So despite our shortcomings and failings, we are still required, in fact, we are commanded to fulfill the rights of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to the best of our ability. We will come, inshallah, to learn how do we fulfill these rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does it mean? So I will first commence by outlining some of these rights. Then we'll go, inshallah, in detail, try to understand these rights and understand also the nature, or rather understand how we are indebted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first thing is iman bi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second one is that in this iman, there are three important aspects of this iman that we have to have on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A is that as believers, we are to have full iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought and conveyed the message of Allah azza wa jal, and he brought for us a total package that is perfect, that is undiluted, that is full of everything that we need in our life to live our life, how we should live our lives, and how we should die. And B is that we should have, or we should also have firm belief that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger of Allah azza wa jal. And C is that we should also have firm iman that the only way of salvation is following the Mubarak pattern of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll be covering all this in detail. But before I do so, let's ask, try and understand what is the status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For it is difficult for us to correctly have true iman on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we don't understand the, we don't know who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually is. What is his status? What is his maqam? What is his status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla? So Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, in 16th surah, Surah An-Nahl, ayat number 43, consult the people of dhikr if you do not know. As it is, can be understood, the people of dhikr, it means those people who know the sweetness of iman, and those people who have acquired the true knowledge of deen, those who are the friends of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, those who have been showered with the fragrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to understand the essence and to understand the maqam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to understand the Quran. Those are the people that we should go to learn and understand the status of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the best of all the Anbiya, and he is also the Nabi of all the Anbiya. So his other great name is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one that remembered Allah azza wa jalla a lot. As Allah azza wa jalla says in Surah Alam Nashrah, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we have raised your dhikr. So the remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in actually is the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. We ourselves, Allah Azza wa Jal has favored us. As Allah Azza wa Jal has favored us, He has made us the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Azza wa Jal has favored us, we became then the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is so that we ourselves can have iman on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this episode, and all the episodes that are coming after, are focusing on how we should have, or how can we have iman on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to his status. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, I make dua that in the following episodes, you will insha'Allah pay attention as you have been paying attention, and you will follow us insha'Allah and understand as we go further to understand the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.